First the news.
BBC News with Danielle Yawovietska. President Trump has said he wants to take the oil in Iran and could seize Haag Island, through which most Iranian oil is exported. He was speaking to the Financial Times as thousands of US ground troops make their way to the Middle East. But in the past hour, Mr. Trump also told reporters aboard Air Force One that a deal could be reached with Iran very soon.
If you would have said that in 3 days we were going to knock out 158 ships, their entire Navy, which we did, we knocked out their entire Air Force. We knocked out most of their missiles. That's why you see missile attacks when they're down to, they're sputtering. And we have a group, it's really a new regime. It's a new group of people, people that we've never dealt with before, that are acting very reasonable.
Israel's prime minister has ordered the military to move further into southern Lebanon. Benjamin Netanyahu said the expansion of what he called a security buffer zone would neutralise the threat from Hezbollah. There are now fears in southern Lebanon of a repeat of Israel's 18-year occupation that ended in 2000. Mr. Netanyahu has said the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem will now have full and immediate access to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre after police prevented him from celebrating Palm Sunday Mass there. The Prime Minister said Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa had been asked not to enter because of concerns about attacks by Iran. Sebastian Usher explains the background to the row.
What the Latin Patriarch and the custodian of the Church of the Holy Sepulchre wanted to do was essentially have a private mass, the two of them holding a mass in order to preserve that continuity of hundreds of years, as Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch, described it, of the most important Roman Catholic figures in Jerusalem holding that mass for Palm Sunday, which is, of course, a very, very important moment in the Christian calendar. It heralds the start of Holy Week leading to Easter.
A man wanted for the killing of two police officers in rural Australia 7 months ago has been shot dead. Desmond Freeman was killed by armed police at a property in northeast Victoria. Simon Atkinson reports.
Desi Freeman hadn't been seen since vanishing into bushland after shooting at officers who'd come to his rural home with an arrest warrant for alleged sexual offences. Detective leading Senior Constable Neil Thompson and Senior Constable Vadim Devort-Hotart died. A third officer was injured. What followed was one of the country's biggest manhunts, with a $1 million Australian dollar reward for information. Earlier this year, Victoria Police revealed they strongly believed Freeman was dead, but they hadn't entirely ruled out he was being harboured or was hiding in the rough terrain, which detectives conceded he knew far better than them.
You're listening to The World News from the BBC. A makeshift church has collapsed in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, killing at least two people and trapping many others. It's not known how many worshippers were in the building at the time, but 14 people have been rescued. Witnesses said they could hear voices under the rubble. Rescuers are using floodlights to try to find survivors. Police in Italy say thieves have stolen artworks worth millions of dollars from a museum near Parma. Four masked men broke into a villa housing the collection and made off with three masterpieces by Renoir, Matisse and Cézanne. Police said the theft, which happened a week ago, lasted less than 3 minutes and was clearly planned. Serbia has held local elections in 10 areas. The voting took place against a backdrop of tensions between the governing SNS party of President Aleksandar Vučić and student groups who've campaigned for the last 2 years against alleged government corruption. Election observers reported irregularities and attempts to control voters. The polls are being seen as an important test of the government's popularity outside the main cities. Football and the English Premier League side Tottenham Hotspur say their head coach Igor Tudor has left the club by mutual agreement. He was in charge for just 44 days, losing 5 of his 7 matches. Patrick Geary reports.
Igor Tudor was brought in to make an immediate impact at Tottenham Hotspur after the departure of Thomas Frank, but he leaves with the club in 17th position in the table and just a point off the bottom three. Tudor lost 5 of his 7 matches in charge of Spurs. He did not attend his media duties after the 3-0 defeat to Nottingham Forest last Sunday, as he had just learned of the death of his father. Spurs acknowledged that loss in their statement announcing Tudor's departure and said they had mutually agreed to part ways. Now the club have to find their third manager of the season as they try to avoid being relegated from the Premier League for the first time.
BBC News.